You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Gospel Study, a radio ministry brought to you by Storos Ministries of Melbourne, Florida. Your host for Gospel Study is Bible teacher and translator Paul Esposito. Stay tuned immediately following today's program for more information. And now here with today's program is Paul Esposito.
I guess the first one would be Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. I'll read some of these to you. It says, this is the first place that this stranger took them to. First book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. God told the devil that someone was coming that was going to put the hurt on him. Once and for all, and he said to him, he will bruise your head, and he shall crush your head, and you will bruise his heel. And this stranger explained this text to these two guys on the road all the way back to Genesis. Someone is coming that's going to put the hurt on the devil once and for all. What else? Where else did this stranger take them to? Deuteronomy 18, verse 18. God speaking, I will raise up for them a prophet, capital P, speaking of Moses, I will raise up a prophet. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will speak to them all that I command him. Then the stranger would take them to Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, to a pagan prophet who said, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will arise out of Israel. That's where the stranger took them to. He used the Old Testament to prove himself. Then the stranger would take them through a ride through the book of Psalms. Now remember the odds. 1 in 3. 1 in 3 is hitting the lottery every week of your adult life. Three things. Psalm chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, I will give you the nations for your inheritance, the ends of the earth for your possession. Verse 11, serve the Lord with fear, rejoice with trembling, kiss the son lest he be angry and you perish along the way. Psalm 22, starting in verse 16. Now, as I read this, think how fresh this must have been in their memories. Psalm 22. Now remember, this was written 1,000 years before it happened. They're walking along the road with a stranger. It's Sunday morning, Easter, Resurrection Day. Friday, Jesus had died. Now some strangers showing them what Psalm chapter 22, verse 16 says. Dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and they stare at me. They divide my garments among them. And for my clothing, they cast lots. Golly. It's amazing today, 2,000 years later, but think, man, this just happened on Friday night. David wrote this 1,000 years before it happened, and here they were on Sunday, and the Bible's telling them something that just happened on Friday night. Awesome. This is what this stranger did. This is what the Lord did, showed him these texts. Now, for all the scoffers out there who say, well, the church changed the word of God and put these things in after the fact. Nah, sorry. These were found in the Dead Sea Scrolls 250 years before Christ. The Old Testament, there's copies of the Old Testament from 250 years before Jesus Christ. No one went in and changed the word. There's more for you to read if you take the time. There's many listed on the handout, which we're not going to have time to do here. Where else would the stranger take them to? Isaiah chapter 53. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So this is the kind of stuff you can read about in Acts chapter 8, when there's an Ethiopian eunuch riding in his chariot, and he says, "Who in the world is this prophet talking about?" So God sent an evangelist to him and told him, "Man, this stuff's talking about Jesus." He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who will declare his generation? He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. They made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Now there's many prophecies right there in their own right. His grave with the wicked. That is, he was put to death between two criminals. A rich man named Joseph of Arimathea took his body, put it in a new tomb on that Good Friday all those years ago. It also says here in this text that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. Why would it please God to bruise him? Why would it please God to bruise his son? Why? Because of everything of what was being accomplished. You know, the Bible says that he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. In this act, in this event, the greatest act of mercy of all time was being accomplished on the cross. The forgiveness of the sins of the entire world. Okay, where else did this mysterious stranger lead them to in the Old Testament? Micah chapter 5. You Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth one to me, one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, even from eternity. There's another verse, 700 years B.C. God said through the prophet, someone's going to come out of Bethlehem, not David. This was 300 years after David. Someone is going to come out of Bethlehem who has no beginning. This is the place the Lord Jesus Christ showed him to. One more would have been fresh in their minds. It just happened 3 days earlier. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and riding on a donkey. The colt, the foal of a donkey. Awesome, isn't it? All this stuff was written down so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And by believing him and by receiving him as your Savior, you can have eternal life by believing in Jesus Christ. This is the day we celebrate it, because this is the day he was raised up from the dead, and everything that he said was authenticated on this day. When there is an empty tomb, everything that Jesus said is true. God validated every word that he said by raising him up from the dead. Amen. Now let's follow this story to the end. Luke chapter 24, verse 28. Still going to wrap this up in an hour, by golly. I'm excited, I'm telling you. God is good. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. If God is for us, who can be against us? Oh, God's on your side. What can man do to me? God is for you today. Luke 24, 28. So they're walking on the road here. Now Jesus has just gone from A to Z. There's many others I left. Malachi, last book of the Old Testament, right? That the day is going to come in where the Son of Righteousness will appear with healing in his wings. I cut that out. I'd be here until 4 o'clock today. I've got another Bible in my office that's got 10 pages of prophecy. I said 3. The odds of 3 are you hitting the lottery every week of your life until you're 90 years old. What other things do you need to believe in Jesus Christ? I've got a Bible in there with 10 pages of prophecy in it. 10 pages. Let's follow this through to the end. Verse 28. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated he would have gone further. He, capital H. But they constrained him, saying, "No, abide with us, because it's toward evening. The day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they knew him. And he vanished. What a scene. I wonder how they recognize him. What thinkest thou? How'd they recognize him? Now, you don't say anything. You already know the answer to this. You heard me rave already about this. Let's keep following them. Verse 32. So they said to one another, "Oh, man, didn't our hearts burn within us when he talked with us on the road, when he opened up the scriptures to us?" So they rose up that very hour, returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon." Or we could say in layman's terms, hallelujah, it's resurrection day. Verse 35, and they told them about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. How did they recognize him? I bet it went something like this. He got the bread and they saw his hands and the nail scars in his hands. And they recognized him. You know, I've never been there, but I'm going to venture to guess. There's only one man-made thing in heaven. You know what that is? The nail prints on Jesus Christ. Only thing made by man you'll find in there is what we did to him, to the Son of God. And all this was done for you because he loves you that much. Jesus, this is my message to you today, is Jesus Christ loves you. All this was done because he loves you that much. The nail prints on the hands is because he loves you. Praise his name today. Praise God today, church. Christ is risen from the dead. All these things are written so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for demonstrating your own love towards us, towards me, in that while I was still a sinner, you died for me. God, we praise you. Lord Jesus, we're forever indebted for what you've done on the cross. You said you had the power to lay down your life and you had the power to take it up again. We praise you and exalt you today. All to you we owe. I love you so much. It's in your name we pray. Amen.